The short answer is that this is a regional difference between the U.S. and the U.K. In the U.S., we tend to talk about math, and in the U.K., people talk about maths. Here's why. Let's start by establishing that both of these words are short for mathematics, the science of numbers and their operations. The word comes from the ancient Greek mathematikos. Its root means to learn. As an aside, if you've ever wondered why someone who seems to know everything is called a polymath, it's because the math part of polymath comes from the same root. So a polymath is someone who's learned a lot. It doesn't have anything to do with mathematics. In the U.S., mathematics was first shortened to math in the mid-1800s. The Journal of the American Education Society from 1829, for example, lists math, ret, and hist as sophomore classes, short for mathematics, rhetoric, and history. In 1899, Jack London wrote a letter describing his soon-to-be wife, Bess Mattern, as, quote, well up in the higher math, but not in general culture, unquote. His attitude may hint at why their marriage lasted 5 short years and ended in a contentious divorce. In the UK, around the same time, a different abbreviation was taking hold. Citations from 1911 onward show maths being used as the standard term in magazines, letters, and books. And that's the term that's still used there today. If you ask someone why they say maths instead of math, they'll probably give what seems like a logical answer. It's because the word mathematics is plural. See the S on the end? The problem is mathematics isn't plural. It's singular. It describes a thing, a field of study, not many things. The S on the end doesn't indicate plurality. Rather, it means something totally different. It functions as a noun marker, turning the adjective mathematic into the noun mathematics. The letter S does the same thing when it turns the adjective acoustic into acoustics, pediatric into pediatrics, and politic into politics. This use of the letter S isn't very common in English, so it's no surprise that people took the S in mathematics as a marker that the word was plural. So is the use of maths wrong? Well, yes and no. On the one hand, you could argue that since it developed from an incorrect interpretation of linguistics, it should be banished. On the other hand, that's not going to happen. The word has been increasing in use since 1920 and shows no sign of stopping. That's simply what people say in the UK and in other countries influenced by the UK. And as long as people around the world keep watching the Great British Baking Show, yay, Doctor Who, and EastEnders, it's probably going to spread.